Joining us now on the line, we have journalist at Business Insider, Luke Daniel. We talk about skilled workers ditching Joburg for Cape Town in search of a better work-life balance. Luke, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
To what extent is this happening?
Well, it's not a new trend. Semigration, which is when people move around within the country, in the South African context, has been happening for the last two decades or so. We've seen a lot of people be moving from Gauteng to Cape Town. But what's happened over the last 2 years or so is that the pandemic has allowed people to work remotely. So a big obstacle to people who wanted to semigrate were still being office-bound in Johannesburg, for example, and therefore not being able to move. But now we're using technologies, we're using Zoom and conference calling, and people aren't expected to be in the office as often. That's removed the major obstacle, and we're seeing that the semigration trend, particularly from Johannesburg to Cape Town, from Gauteng to the Western Cape, has increased dramatically over the past 2 years.
All right, look, I'm just going to ask you to move around a little bit. There's a bit of interference coming on the line. What impact is this having for Johannesburg, economically speaking, if people want to go to Cape Town and work from there remotely rather than live in Johannesburg?
From the data that we have, we know that it's having a negative impact on the commercial property sector. And that's one of the sectors to follow when you look at overall economic activity and economic growth in a certain region. So we're seeing that retail properties, office spaces and industrial spaces are still empty. They're not filling up and they're not being sold because there's just no buyers. And the opposite is true for Cape Town, obviously. So it's a good indication that there is a malaise and a stagnation in Johannesburg's economy, particularly in the commercial property sector compared to Cape Town.
Should it not be having a bit of a balancing effect in the sense that for years now we've been hearing that infrastructure in Gauteng is under strain because that many South Africans are wanting to come to Gauteng from outlying areas seeking better economic prospects? Or is the influx of foreigners and the kind of mushrooming of informal settlements still creating that pressure on Gauteng?
It may well be. Look, the insights that we have definitely deal more so with the formal market. And Johannesburg's informal market is massive, far bigger than Cape Town's. And that's something that these studies don't take into account because it's very hard to track the informal market. People have been trying to do it for years. How much money it generates, how many informal traders are there. And in terms of Johannesburg, the informal market is massive. But where we're seeing a major decrease is areas like Sandton. And even the Johannesburg CBD, the old block of town that had office blocks and commercial properties that just aren't filling up. And for property managers and for property owners, they're now stuck with these properties. They're not getting a rental and they're unable to sell those properties. That's what the data shows us. Is that they just aren't willing buyers for those big office spaces.
Why Cape Town? Is it Cape Town in particular or the broader province? Are people relocating to different locations within the Garden Route as well? And how is all of that benefiting the Western Cape province?
So it's a huge benefit to the province. And from what we know, people are focused on these Zoom towns, which are small towns, usually within 2 hours of Cape Town. So if you need to go through to the city for a business meeting, it's still accessible. So we're looking at the Southern Cape, places like Kamanas and surrounds are becoming very popular. And it is beneficial to the province and to the city of Cape Town as a major business node. The interesting thing is, around the middle of last year, we saw that there were still a lot of people migrating or semi-migrating to KwaZulu-Natal, and Durban and surrounds were also an attractive destination for particularly people from Gauteng. And then what happened was the July unrest, and we saw a major shift that all those people who were looking towards KwaZulu-Natal and Durban suddenly said, hold on a minute, and rather looked at Cape Town. That's at least anecdotal evidence that we've been shown by the data.
Apart from, the ocean and the scenery that that part of the country provides? Is it that people perceive that the infrastructure is better, crime is less, quality of life is better in the Western Cape?
Yes, it is. And that's one of the biggest points made by the recent property broker survey reported by FNB, is that the Western Cape is perceived to be better governed, and that there is less crime, infrastructure is better, the roads are better kept, municipalities are quicker in acting on problems, service delivery is better. So, yes, in addition to, you know, the lovely mountain and the beach and the ocean, governance is definitely something top of mind for all these entrepreneurs and skilled workers coming down to Cape Town and Western Cape.
Luke, thank you for your time. Always appreciated.
Thank you so much.
That was Luke Daniels from Business Insider talking to us about people leaving Joburg for Cape Town in order to try and secure better work and life balance.